Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution. I don't always say it every night. I say it. If I wouldn't have to say it if you just do it. You know what I'm saying? All right. You can hear I swallowed a frog, but you know what? What's the old saying? Show must go on. And there's so much going on. You know, let's start off with this one, because this one I love. Ann Coulter is back. Not really, but she thinks she is. Okay? Right now, she just comes out with a disgusting response to a post. Over the weekend, Ann Coulter posted a short tweet seemingly supporting President Trump's death. Isn't that nice of her? What a sweetie. Coulter somehow discovered an old tweet from July of 2023 that asked her what Trump needs to do to return America to its former glory. Right? Now, Joe Biden and his regime have embarked on, as you know, destroying America from the moment he assumed power. Go down the list. If you're honest with yourself, some people don't know how to be honest with themselves. Go down the list and truly look at all the things he took out of place that would have helped. Right? And you notice they will not talk. The Dems will not talk about how good border security was under Donald Trump. Right? His policies. If they've been removed by Joe Biden, and look at how bad it's gotten. And then they still want to blame it on Trump. So the stuff that Trump put in place to keep the crossings down to nil, Biden comes in, removes those, the border crossing skyrocket, somehow it's Trump's fault. The party of non-responsibility strikes again. Anyway, instead of providing a thoughtful response, Coulter instead retorted, well, maybe he could die. Isn't that nice of her? And, you know, what a vile piece of work she is. I mean, seriously, she have lots of regret. Her life didn't quite turn out, and she's been on other shows, and she's alluded to it. Her life hasn't quite turned out the way she thought it should be, or should have turned out. Right? I mean, I've met her. Short. Very short conversation with her. And frankly, I'll tell you what. There's no reason for it. There was no reason for that. It didn't get her anywhere. Many people are responding to her, calling her vile, you know, POS, and all kinds of other stuff. And it's like, why do you have to go down that road? What good did it do for you? How did it lift your character? It didn't at all, did it? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation, part of the solution, as we always say, right? If you want to head up to the website, joemessina.com, we have a live chat room there. Smarter people than myself are in that chat room. And I guarantee you, as the day goes on, as the show goes on, you'll see how smart they actually are. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, opposition is growing now. You know, even 20 Senate Republicans pledge to reject the uniparty border betrayal. You know, it's funny how they get one person to go along with them. One Republican. And all of a sudden it's a bipartisan bill. They're good at this. No, in all sincerity. And these guys could sell water to a drowning man. Could he not? Could they not? Really? Anyway. Coalition of Senate Republicans firmly position themselves against a controversial piece of legislature. Now, it's spearheaded by James Lankford, a Republican out of Oklahoma. This guy is just amazing. He's totally off his rocker on this one. The bill developed in collaboration with Senators Kyrsten Sinema and Chris Murphy, both Democrats, has ignited a firestorm of criticism from the conservative ranks because it failed to adequately secure the U.S. border. It's giving a boatload of money to Ukrainians, so we'll give them money to save themselves, but we're not going to keep money to save ourselves, right? Now, the comprehensive $118 billion, I don't even know where we're getting this money, $118 billion national security supplement package, it allocates a staggering $60 billion to Ukraine. Yeah, let that sink in. Can't have it to the border, but for Ukraine, right? U.S. border security, however, will only receive $20 billion. How good is that, right? According to the Democrat Senator Patty Murray, the $118 billion national security supplement includes, you ready for this? You get the liquid out of your mouth. I don't want you spitting up all over yourself. $60 billion to support Ukraine as it fights back against Putin's invasion. $14 billion in security assistance for Israel. $2.5 billion to support operations in the U.S. Central Command and address combat expenditures related to the conflict in the Red Sea. $2 billion. Wow. How nice. $10 billion in humanitarian assistance to provide food, water, shelter, medical care, and other essential services to civilians in Gaza and the West Bank. Right. How about the Israeli civilians? Did you see the difference there? $10 billion as opposed to $2? Really? Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what we want you. We want you involved. We want you engaged. We want you having a clue as to what's going on. It ain't that hard. And that's why I bring, no, again, that's why I bring people that do have a clue. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Why? Because she has a clue. I don't always have a clue. Hey, Kimberly, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, you got snow this week, didn't you? I thought I saw pictures of New Hampshire with some.
Yeah, we got it, I think it was Monday night.
It was a dusting.
Last week. No, I got like 6 to 8 inches, but it melted.
Wow.
The next day, there's still a little bit of snow on the ground, but it's going to be like 45 this week.
Yeah, you know what? I do miss the snow from time to time. And that, for me, would be every other year. You know what I'm saying?
It was actually really pretty snow, too. But I didn't end up going out and doing what I usually do and take pictures. So I hope we get another one more pretty snow.
Do you really?
Because I was too lazy.
Seriously?
I would like to go out and take pictures, even though I always go to the same places to take pictures. I just love taking pictures. I do it all seasons, but the snow is really pretty when it's a certain kind of snow.
Yeah. No, thank you. I got away from it. I moved.
Listen, you guys are having mudslides in California right now. Don't even talk to me about snow.
You know?
I'll keep the snow.
Yeah.
I'll stick with the snow, and that's about all we have.
You get a skip loader, and you just get rid of it, and, you know, whatever. The snow keeps coming back. Well, I flipped a coin moving to California and or Texas, right? And because neither one of them, if I went to the southern parts, had snow. That's why I chose that. Anyhow.
And how'd you end up in California instead of Texas?
The coin hated me. I mean, I literally took a quarter and put a C on one side, a T on the other, with a red magic marker and flipped it. You know?
Wow.
That's how I decided. Yeah. Don't you like that scientific reason why I moved out here?
Yeah. I couldn't do that. That's a little bit too far for me.
I put $1,000 in my pocket, and the deal was, if I ran out of money before anything happened, before I got a job or got anything else, I would just call for help. Otherwise, you being understanding what a large Italian family can do to make you crazy, I didn't tell anybody where I was going. I just left.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my dad likes to tell the story. My mom was calling him going, what if he's dead? And he said, look, if he's dead, we'll be the first ones to know. He doesn't want you to know where he is. Just, you know, relax. Breathe deep.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, really. So this day in history, I like doing these from time to time when I like them, anyway. Your buddy Franklin D. Roosevelt today started the conversation around trying to pack the Supreme Court.
I think the Republicans certainly made it.
Think about that. And if you remember, let me see, how many, I wanted to tell you here. He was going to put more justices on there. And not only was he going to put the justices on there, but he was going to allow the clerks, I think it was to have a one-third vote kind of thing. Oh, it's really, if you look it up, it's really crazy, right?
I knew he wanted to pack the court, but
yeah, I don't know where he got these.
He wants to do all crazy stuff.
I don't know where he got
these
ideas.
Some left-wing idiot gave him the idea.
They wrote it up here. Try this, right?
Yeah. This is the only way we're going to get more stuff even passed for us, because the left has been relying on the courts for years to get stuff by that they haven't been able to pass in Congress.
Yeah. And all this was so that he could have his, what was it, the National Labor Relations Act? You know, people should look that up someday.
Yeah, they should.
Let's see exactly what was that was all about and how much it cost us and truly how bad it was for the country.
Everything was really bad back then because of him. God. He made the Depression the Great Depression.
Yes. Yep, agreed, and other people agree with you. All right.
Yep.
Anyway, you want to talk about the border. I don't know why. You're acting like there's something going on down there. Don't you know it's all safe and secure?
Yeah. Yeah, they like to claim that. The bill they released last night is horrifying. It does nothing
to stop the border. It's horrifying. They're telling us that, you know, once it reaches 5,000 crossing over, they shut it down. What? They're lying to us? Really?
It's a 100% lie because all the people, all illegals have to do is go to a port of entry and they can still come through. Yeah, it's a complete lie. This continues Biden's border invasion, only it sort of codifies it into law and makes it legal.
Wow.
It makes it so, yep, come on over. And then this idiot Chris Murphy saying, we want, the lawyers are only for kids who come here by themselves. Yeah, you're incentivizing parents to send their children alone, you fool. And then it's got all kinds of money there's more money in this bill for Ukraine to protect their border than for us to protect our border. and they got money for Israel in here. They got money. We already give Israel $30 billion a year, and they have a better GDP than us right now. Or they have better, their economy is better than ours right now. But yet we're giving them money. But we have to borrow from our grandkids and great-grandkids.
We're borrowing from those people who hate us.
Yeah, we're borrowing, but our kids are going to be the ones paying for it.
Sure.
Grandkids.
Yep.
It's absolutely insane. And this bill is really, really bad. It doesn't do anything to stop the problem. Biden could stop what's going on at the border right this minute, and he won't do it.
I'm sorry, why would he want to do that again?
Yeah, he doesn't want to do it because they want millions of illegals here. They want to collapse the system. That's what's happening.
I think it goes further than that. I think they know they've lost the black vote. I think they know they lost the Hispanic vote of those that are here legally, and they need to do what they can to get the vote back. I think that's part of it too.
That would not surprise me at all. But think about what they're doing. They're also, is it New York City? They're going to give them prepaid credit cards to illegals so that they can buy whatever. They're in Maine. They're 2 years. You can have free have this luxury apartment for free. Two years. Free rent. I mean, All these bad states handing out stuff to illegals. Meanwhile, all of us in America, we're going to the grocery store, and it's still super expensive. Buying anything is still expensive. Forget buying a home. Forget that. It's not even worth buying one right now because it's so expensive. With the interest rates higher, you're paying like $100,000 more or more for what the house is actually worth with the interest that we have to pay now.
Yep.
And that's all thanks to all the spending. We're all suffering, but you know they like to have the illegals come in and do whatever they want.
Have you been to D.C.? There's nobody suffering there.
I haven't been to D.C. I saw my first homeless person in my life when I was a little kid and went to D.C.
No. You go there. There's an hour wait to get in restaurants. You can't get a cab. Hotel rooms are over the top. The economy is booming in D.C. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly Marin when we return.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Republicans are determined to block the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. That's according to House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said the legislation aimed at addressing the border catastrophe would be rejected in the House. The proposed law includes revisions to immigration regulations, but critics argue it falls short in curbing illegal entries. The U.S. continues its airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East. American forces targeted four anti-ship missiles and a land attack cruise missile in Yemen, preventing them from threatening ships in the Red Sea. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is currently in the Middle East. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, and Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did mention that the 75-year-old monarch did begin regular treatments on Monday. He did have a benign prostate procedure over a week ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Love it when Kimberly Moran joins me. And, you know, clear understanding. You actually read the Senate bill on the border last night.
Yes, because wow. I'm a statist. And this was after spending a day at the State House in New Hampshire, an entire day. To testify against gun control bills.
Wow.
Yes, I love torture. Yes, I read the bill, and it's got, you know, like I said, it's got funding for all these other things in it. Why can't they just do a clean bill? Why do they have to do this every single time? They do it every single time. They put stuff that isn't germane to the initial intent of the bill into this bill. So they can screw each other.
I've been saying that forever. Make it a 2-page bill max.
Awful.
Right? One thing. So here, let me get your blood pressure up a little bit, okay? $60 billion to support Ukraine. $14 billion in security assistance for Israel. $2.5 billion to support operations at U.S. Central Command. Oh, I like this one. $10 billion in humanitarian assistance, food, water, shelter, medical care for the West Bank, Ukraine, Gaza, yep. And yep. Other populations caught.
And
five.
Meanwhile, yeah. Yep.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, meanwhile, we have sick, you know, how many homeless around this country with no shelter?
Oh, please. When they open up these places, my beef all the time is, where's the place for the veterans? Where is
yep.
it? Why? But I got to tell you something. The auto workers union just endorsed Joe Biden. And I'd like to say they get what they deserve.
Right? Dummies, you're going to be yeah. put out of business and you're not going to have jobs.
Nope.
The idiot Biden wants to have all electric cars by a certain year.
Yep.
Morons.
Yep.
There's probably already been layoffs.
Well, and then you've heard many large groups say, look, the rank and file of the UAW are not voting for Joe Biden. They'll be voting for Donald Trump.
No, they won't. Yeah. And, I know people. I've known people for years in public sector unions, and they tell me all the time, oh, yeah, we get all this stuff from our unions. You got to vote, got to vote, got to vote, got to vote for the Democrat, Democrat. They don't.
Yep.
Like, they can't come with me in the voting booth. I vote how I want, and it's not for a Democrat. These are working class people.
Yes.
And the Democrats have policies actually harm these working class blue-collar dudes and women, of course, sorry. And I say dudes to refer to everybody. I'm from the 80s.
Actually, in California, when you call somebody a dude, they told me that it refers to everyone.
It does. It totally does. I call my sister that. My sister, it's something from the 80s that we have not gotten rid of. A lot of our vocabulary, just like the word wicked, which is a Massachusetts, New England thing. These Democrats, their union leaders aren't working class people. They make all kinds of money, tons of money. They go on trips, whatever. They make all kinds of good money. The working class people, the blue collar people who are doing all the hard work, they're the ones who suffer because of Democrat policies. They're the ones who can't afford to buy a house, their first house. They're the ones who can't afford to send their kids to college if they want to go to college. They're the ones who can't afford the grocery bill that they're getting every week, every time they go to the grocery store, because of Democrats who their union leaders try to make them vote for.
Oh, yeah. That's why I said to you, I have no sympathy for those in Chicago. I have no sympathy for those in Portland or Seattle or any of those places, San Francisco. Keep voting them in. Go for it. They're loving you.
You get what you reap what you sow.
Yep. Well, yeah, again, they should know what this means. But the problem is the left has done such a great job of brainwashing these people into believing it's all the GOP fault, even though we have absolutely no, I won't say connection, but we have no power in many of these legislative houses, like California.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, there's nothing. You guys got nothing to California.
They got a supermajority here, right? We don't even have to show We don't have to show up. We shouldn't show up. We should let them hang themselves so we can just turn around and say, look, we didn't even show up. This is them. They did this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because it really doesn't matter how you vote. They can't really blame you guys there.
Well, they try.
Actually try to?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Yeah, we get in the way of everything. Although, even if every Republican voted against it, it wouldn't stop it from going through.
Right.
Right. They don't like the fact that we make it public. We tell them what they're doing, where they're blowing money, why they're having the problems that they're having, right?
Right. That's exactly what it is. And then they say, oh, they're not working with us. Yeah, okay. They don't have a say in anything that you're doing, and you won't let us.
No, and you know what? I don't know what it's going to take, truly, to shake them up to the point where they, you know, flip off the other side of the bird and just go, look, it's not happening. All right, you guys have done nothing. It's just like, you know, like him or not, it's what Trump said to the black community. You've been voting for them for 60 years. What have you got to lose? Give me a shot.
Right.
You know? The same thing here. You've been voting for them. But I almost hate to say anything. I don't trust the Republicans to do the right thing.
Well, this is the problem. We have this supposed bipartisan bill, but it was really three idiots who wrote it. Murphy, Sinema, and Lankford. I don't even know who the hell Lankford is. He's clearly not anybody important. And he's writing a bill with these people who've been in there a lot longer than him. Give me a break.
Yep. It doesn't matter. They've got it thought through in their heads. They know what they want. They all follow each other. They're like Borg drones, right? Whatever the boss wants, the boss gets.
Yep.
So.
Chris Murphy, I think he's a rep from, is he a senator or is he a rep? He's an idiot no matter what he is. He's in Connecticut, and he made sure to let people know that the border doesn't close. So I forwarded his tweet to Sinema, who said, no, it closes after 5,000. I'm like, indeed, it doesn't seem like you're being honest. So the other guy who wrote the bill said it never closes, and she's saying, oh, it closes.
She responded to your tweet?
She did not respond to my tweet. She said in a tweet. Then I saw what he said, so I forwarded his tweet to her, and I said, doesn't sound like you're being honest.
God, maybe she doesn't know. You know, these people don't read anything. Remember, it's staff that tells them.
It's not. Sure staff, they don't write it.
Yes.
But But Joe, you could find it in there. Like, so last night when this finally came out, everybody went mental, right? Everybody's looking. And then some people were posting bits and pieces all over the place. So you could get a gist of the whole build just doing that. But so I was searching through it too, looking through it, reading. I wasn't so much interested in all the funding for foreign wars that aren't ours, because I'm already a no-go on that, right? So just cross that right out for me.
Right.
But, you know, looking at the border security part, and that's the part that was really important. I'm like, this doesn't do anything to stop Joe Biden's border invasion. It might limit some of the people coming through if there's like 10,000 in one day.
Right.
It's absolutely, absolutely ridiculous. And then, you know, they talk about hiring more people and getting more detention center beds. And then, oh, my God, like, how is this all happening? Just have Biden close the border right the frick down.
Who's paying for this? And if you have ways to do detention centers, which are probably places that they're, you know, they have heat, electricity, running water, the whole nine yards, why aren't the vets in there? Why can't you have the vets, you know, being taken care of, the ones that fought for your right to be in that seat, to be an elected official?
Right. Because they don't care. They don't care.
Yeah.
They pretend. You know how they are. They pretend they care, and they really don't. They screw everybody over.
Yep. You know, again, the Republicans, people are putting way too much hope in what they're going to do, because a lot of them, it's not going to happen. They don't want the
aggravation. It's a uniparty. We have a uniparty now. There are very few, I don't know if there's any good senators, but there's very few good congresspeople. Like Thomas Massey's one of them. Chip Roy from Texas is one of them. Those guys, hardcore, they don't vote for any foreign aid ever. Right? Like they have limits on, but they're steady, steadfast. They do the same thing all the time. I am not voting for this. My constituents shouldn't be paying for this. Thomas Massey wears a debt clock on his suit jacket.
He wears a debt clock on his suit jacket?
He has a debt clock on his hilarious suit jacket. Dude, well, the guy, he just showed something on Twitter this weekend where he had to fix it, because he's been wearing it for years since he's been in Congress, and he had to fix it. The guy is brilliant. He went to MIT. He's got patents and stuff. I mean, but he wears it on his jacket.
And so, Schumer threatened our military today. I don't know if you caught that. We hit that on the other side of the break. Yep, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Okay. Joe Bishop, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Kimberly Marin when we return.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com.
or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. Let me bring Kimberly Marin on with me. She joins me every week, and, you know, she's got a real solid handle on politics from a New England standpoint as well, which is a whole different animal, whether you know it or not. Hey, Kimberly. Well, it is. They're definitely a different people.
Yes, it definitely, that's true.
So, Joey B. gave a riveting speech today. Did you hear about this? To union workers in Vegas. I guess there's over 60, I didn't know this, there's over 60,000 culinary union workers in Las Vegas.
Yep.
And he met with a bunch of them. And, you know, the sad part, if you hang out in Vegas and you get to know people there, the unions take buses to the polls. They put people on buses to make sure that they're voting for the right, you know, right person. Anyway,
yeah.
The union workers, they had to show up to the event with Biden. No one would show up to listen to Biden's ramblings. They would, like, roll in their eyes and all of that. And one of the comments that he makes, let's see if we can find it. He told a local 226 culinary that he created, my administration, we've created over 15 million brand new jobs just in 3 years, more than any other president in American history. Isn't that right, George? George?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I think he really believes that. I think he really, truly believes that. Like, these people, all these culinary union workers, no, that's BS. Because everything was shut down for COVID. So any jobs that were gained like that, like, I think it was 12 million, were just jobs that came back from after COVID.
Yes. Yeah, nobody wants to hear that, though. He actually went on to tell the crowd that paychecks for black and Hispanic workers are up 40 to 50%.
Oh, that's
when you see their faces in this picture, it's like, oh, my God. He's actually moved off the planet, you know?
See, this is what I'm saying. Unions make their workers go to these things, and they feed them all kinds of stuff, but when they get behind that voting poll, they don't vote for the guy they want.
If they vote for him and they lose jobs, no sympathy. Absolutely none.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Again, so, you reap what you sow.
All right. You want to talk about... I hate the Oscars. You want to talk about the Oscars?
Grammys. Right? Not the Oscars.
Grammys, Oscars, whatever.
Okay. So I didn't watch the Grammys because I don't watch any of that dumb crap. However, there is a story going around. I'm sure people have already heard by now. You know, Luke Combs, and I don't know that much about country. I just know very little bit about it, even though I absolutely love Nashville. I'm just reporting the news. So Luke Combs, white guy, country star, re-recorded Tracy Chapman's Fast Cars hit single from back in 1988. It was number one, became a really good success, and then the left freaked out because a white guy made it go to number one and saw all the success, and a white guy made it so it won a country music award.
Okay.
Now, in 1988, Chapman's song wouldn't have been on a country, playing on country music stations because it wasn't that genre. Hers is more like bluesy, folksy type of music like that, jazzy type of stuff.
Right.
And it was on pop. It was on pop stations. It wouldn't have been played on a country station. And from what I recall, country stations way back then were really like the twangy kind of country songs. Now they're more modern. Some country songs even sound like they're a little bit heavy metal. Those are kind of my favorite, however. But they're all like, oh, it took a white man to make it so she was on her song was on the chart. It's like, why do you have to race bait every time? So at the Grammys last night, Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs did a duet of her song, and it was absolutely fabulous. It was absolutely fabulous. Now, Chapman never complained about any of this. They were complaining about it because she's making money.
Oh, I would be the same. I'd be like, shut up. Let him sing as much as he wants. Leave it alone.
So she won the Song of the Year award, I think. She won a country music award at the Grammys. And they still had to complain. Like, can we just have a nice moment in this country without race baiters having to continue dividing people?
No.
Did you hear that? My husband walked by at the same time and said, nope.
Nope. Not going to happen.
We can never have, like, nice moments. I've always loved Tracy Chapman and stuff. I loved it when I was a kid. I was a kid back then. And then, you know, just to try to infuse some negativity into it, when Luke Combs asked to do her song, he just introduced a whole new generation to her music.
Yeah. Okay. Like, they don't look at it that way, though. You should, you know. Yeah.
Why are you being pissy about that? I mean, I'm pretty sure I would never see a country song on a rap station or a rap music chart.
Right.
You know?
Ridiculous. Just, they've got to have something. If they don't have that, they've got absolutely nothing.
No, this is then the one idiot that was talking about was race baiter from NPR. It's like, dude, can you not?
Just go sit down.
Why? Yeah. It's just ridiculous. It's the left. And believe me, there's some on the right, too, but the left just, hates anyone being happy because they're such miserable people themselves.
Wow. Yeah, and you're right. I mean, they're very miserable about a lot of things, and they don't seem to be able to make, you know, look, just because you don't like something, and even from my side of the world, just because you don't like something, just because you think something doesn't quite make sense, doesn't mean you're right. You know, these people have been doing this forever. Some of them, they know what's going on as far as Chapman goes. But look what they did to Aunt Jemima, right? You hear
the
sentences to her family, and you're like, you know what, why do these people have to get involved? Do they understand what they did to us?
Yeah, and then, what was it? Gone with the Wind. They wanted to, I went out and bought, I've never even read the book or seen the movie. I went out and bought the movie and bought the book just so I could have it, because they were talking about banning it. That woman, the black woman that was in that movie actually won an Academy Award, I believe.
Yep.
So, like, what, you're going to, because they were acting how the time was, the period of time in this country, we should know about that history.
Yes.
So dumb.
So we don't ever go back there again. You can't go back there again unless you know you've been there.
Right, exactly.
Anyway.
It's just,
all right.
So ridiculous. I just don't like any pleasure in life.
I told you don't. Yeah. It's only your kind of pleasure. So Schumer threatens to send U.S. troops to fight Russia unless Republicans agree to his $100 billion world aid.
Yes, I did see that. I know you said we're going to be sending troops to Europe.
I mean, basically he said, give me money or else your sons will go die in war, right?
Yeah, how about you go? You go ahead and you go.
You go over there. Yeah. So, you know, that national security supplemental package, it gives $60 billion in military to Ukraine. And they're going to vote on it on Wednesday. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, seriously, this is getting old.
It better not pass. And Republicans just need to hammer, you know, all the money for Ukraine, NGOs, all this money that's inside the bill as well. And then they need to hammer that this does not close the border. It does not fix the border issues. It still causes tons of issues.
No, you don't. You're exactly right. And again, it's going down the list, looking at how much money they're allocating for different things. And for him to say, our troops will have to go fight Putin, is he for real?
Yeah, he's...
You know, I mean, seriously, why don't you send me, I don't know if he has any kids, send your kids over there, send your mom or uncles, or send your relatives over there, you know?
I think that, is that Skank, Amy Schumer, his daughter, or niece?
Niece.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Send her over there. I'm sure they'll run away.
She can entertain ISIS. I'm sure they'll like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
God.
Part of the bill you didn't hear much about is they're going to increase green cards by 50,000 a year.
Yep.
Work permits for adult children of H-1B holders. Immediate work permits to every illegal alien released from custody, which is pretty much all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Taxpayer-funded lawyers of certain UACs and mentally incompetent aliens.
Why are we getting mentally incompetent people coming here? We already got enough of our own.
Yes. Yes, we do.
UACs is the unaccompanied minors. So why are you going to do that? Why are you going to tell the world that? They're going to be sending more of their kids here. God only knows what happens to these poor children on their way here or what happens to them when they go out. When they get into the country.
Well, we know what happens. They've already given us their stories, many of them, you know?
Yep, exactly.
Some of them have talked about stepping over bodies when they were coming here. Did you see some of those?
Oh, God.
And these were young kids.
It's horrifying.
It is. And again, they're blaming the Republicans because they won't open up the border. It's like, stop inviting them. We don't have the money. We don't have the resources. Look at what's going on. You know, it was brilliant what they did sending those immigrants, the illegals, to New York and Chicago and those places. Brilliant.
Because then we see those people can see it, and they make more noise about it. We don't have room at the inn. Until we can get everybody housed in this country that's an American or a legal immigrant, we don't have any more room at the inn. Sorry.
Totally agree with you. All right. Tell people where they can find you.
GraniteCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
That's so easy. Jennifer Van Laar with Red State joins me in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Kimberly, always a pleasure. We'll be back in a few minutes.
and one.